A Prayer for Overflowing Love by Lindsay Tedder, read by Leah Martin. And may the Lord cause you to increase and overflow with love for one another and for everyone, just as we do for you. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. What do you pray for? My hope is that I attempt to stay in a constant state of prayer. I pray that my life is basically one big walking prayer to the Lord. How can our lives look like one big walking prayer, you ask? Prayer is personal. The way I pray will look far different from the way you pray. Yet our Father hears them both with love. For me, constant prayer is turning my heart towards gratitude. Yes, even when someone cuts me off and then flips me the bird in rush hour traffic. After my very human expression of frustration and a good, "What the heck?" I usually try to say, "Thank you, Lord." I try to assume there's some accident waiting for me had I not been slowed down by this friendly traffic accusation. I typically try to say thank you whenever I want to express frustration. Trust me, I'm not perfect, and this is not an easy task. It's just what I've learned to do, to draw myself closer to God and allow Him room to work in my life. 1 John 4:8 says, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." I read this hand in hand with our 1 Thessalonians 3:12 scripture for today. Paul knew that God is love. Paul knew that in order to live a Christ-like example, we must all demonstrate love. He goes one step further and prays that the Lord will cause and increase an overflow of love for one another and everyone. Everyone, did you catch that? May we increase an overflow with love for everyone, not just the people who look like us or think like us or act like us. I don't make it a habit to drive recklessly. I don't cut off people in traffic, and I don't flip them the bird whilst doing so. But that doesn't mean that I am not called to love someone who does. The only way we can truly be demonstrative in our faith is to love everyone. Yes, even those who don't think or act like we wish they would. It's not an accident that Paul prays for an overflow of love. If God is love, and Paul is praying that we experience an overflow of love, imagine how many people would be able to find Jesus as a result of our overflow. Our lives are a testament to whom we serve. Loving everyone is the easiest thing we can do to demonstrate how we have been called. Love is the reason people smile. Love is the reason tears can be dried up. Love is the reason that broken relationships can be mended. Love is the reason we heal from past hurts. No wonder Paul was praying for an overflow. If the church in Thessalonica needed an overflow of love for everyone in order to demonstrate the ultimate love and sacrifice, we too are in need of such a prayer. Imagine who we could reach if we loved like God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, search my heart. Reveal in me the people and places in my life that need love. Reveal to me faces that I need to love, even when I don't want to. I pray, Father, that you send a blatant overflow of your unparalleled love. I pray that you use me as an instrument of your love. Lord, soften my heart where it's grown hard. Push me out of my comfort zone and allow me to show love far past the circle that surrounds me. When I'm frustrated with someone, let love be my first thought. When I'm disappointed with someone, let love be my first reaction. When I'm hurting, broken, defeated, belittled, let your love overflow from the depths of my soul. Please let me love as much like you as humanly possible. Equip me for this emotion and prepare my soul for the overflow. You are a good Father who wants to lavish your love upon me. Thank you for being the ultimate example of love by sending your Son to die in my place. May I use the time I have left on this earth to never take for granted the love you demonstrated in that moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.